This is the Cato Daily Podcast. I'm Caleb Brown. Cece Goldwater was just 5 years old when her grandfather, Arizona Senator Barry Goldwater, challenged Lyndon Johnson for the presidency. She's now the executive producer of the HBO documentary Mr. Conservative, Goldwater on Goldwater, soon to be released on DVD. It chronicles Senator Goldwater's life, times, and political legacy. Ms. Goldwater has also produced a new edition of her grandfather's The Conscience of a Conservative, a 1960 book that sold more than 3 million copies. Ms. Goldwater spoke to the Cato Institute July 12th. In your film, you said that your understanding of your grandfather's politics was one of the things that you really wanted to accomplish. What was surprising as you tried to understand his politics better?
You know, I knew him so one-dimensionally as a grandfather. I knew him as somebody that knew that I loved purple, and I my birthday was this day, and various parts of my personal life. But I never quite understood the civil rights position. I never quite understood his other positions that he took politically. I didn't know as much about the military side of his life and how much the world of aviation meant to him. I knew photography was important because he'd have a dark room in his house and he'd actually develop film there. So I think that the main objective for me to do this film was to show people who Barry Goldwater was from a family perspective, but be fair and equal and make sure that people really saw Barry Goldwater as he truly was and not as what a lot of people perceive him to be. And the main thing is that he probably has more of a following now than he did then. Definitely when he was in 64, he was a warmonger and he was going to blow up the world. And that was the farthest thing from what he was about.
What was his purpose in writing The Conscience of a Conservative? Because it seemed to come out years before he thought about running for president. Of course, he didn't necessarily want to run for president initially. What was his purpose in writing the book?
I think at that point there wasn't really a conservative, it wasn't a conservative manifesto. And I think what he wanted to do with Brent Bozell is he wanted to try to point out where he stood politically and his opinions. And he subsequently did other books that followed that really, you know, addressed what he felt was important. And I think he wanted to just kind of set the ground rules for what he felt was the conservative world and not, and clarify it more. And I think that's why it became such a rage, is because people could read it and actually understand what, you know, they kind of related to it in some way.
Now, his conservatism sort of differed rather sharply from mainstream Republicans at the time. How was the book received by sort of, I guess, considered the Rockefeller wing of the Republican Party?
You know, I don't know how it was received with them. It sold over 3 million copies in 1960, and that's a lot, considering it was really distributed through the RNC and Goldwater committees and it was really local. I mean, it was national, but it was really not something that was, it was never marketed in a bookstore or anything like that. And he didn't really go out and do big public appearances for the book. It was just kind of this, you know, innocuous book, but it just had, you know, what his beliefs were. And so I don't know what the Rockefeller, Scranton, that whole crew thought of it. I have no doubt that they probably thought it was just crazy, but I'm not sure.
Now, he expressed a pretty strong states' rights stance in the book and in the 64 campaign, and that sort of expressed itself as opposition to federal intervention in education, to the 1964 Civil Rights Act. It was consistent for him to express opposition to those things, but it was very costly to him politically. Could you speak to that?
You know, when you talk about the Civil Rights Bill, it really it's interesting because now we have things called earmarks, and you can take a bill and knock something out of it if you want to, and you can change something and alter it. And what he was against in that bill was a public accommodations clause, and so it wasn't the whole bill, but you had to vote for it or against it, and he voted against it, which was his Achilles heel for him. And it wasn't that he didn't think that the bill had constitutional values. He just felt that that one particular area was unconstitutional. And I think his probably his kind of revolutionary perspective he had on small government and the fact that he feels that states should have the rights to make their own decisions on things and for good reason, because you know the federal government is bailing states out right and left for various things, and he was very much adamant about that, and he felt that Arizona could stand on its own two feet and it didn't really need any help from the federal government and it should make those decisions by itself.
Do you think that he thought that by running for president, despite what was so obviously going against him in 64, that there was something else that he was actually working toward?
No. You know, he didn't have a private agenda. There wasn't anything that was, covert about him. He wasn't going to, I'm going to do this now because it's going to, in 10 years, do this, and then in 15 years. He didn't think like that. He thought really in the moment. He was very quick to remark on various subjects. He spoke from the heart. He spoke very truthful and honest, and had a tremendous amount of integrity. And so I don't think he had an agenda really with that.
Cece Goldwater is the granddaughter of Arizona Senator Barry Goldwater. She's the executive producer of the HBO documentary Mr. Conservative, Goldwater on Goldwater. The new edition of Barry Goldwater's book, The Conscience of a Conservative, has just been released. This is the Cato Daily Podcast. If you'd like to support the Cato Institute with a donation, please visit our website, cato.org.